Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about surprising yourself by expanding yourself. What do I mean by this? Well, there's a lot of things that I mean by this. I don't know if you're the type of person who does things pretty similarly every day, or if you're the kind of person who does different things every day. But what I can tell you is this. If we never try new things, we can get really bored, very complacent, and even get depressed. Because if we're not expanding ourselves, learning, and growing, then we are really deadening ourselves in a lot of ways. So some of the ways that I've expanded myself over the years have been rather surprising to myself, to say the very least. As I recall, the night before I left to go to Nairobi to go do this family therapy with this 19-year-old college kid and his parents, I was kind of wondering how I got myself into doing this, not knowing what I got myself into. Because, honestly, it's not really an average experience for a hypnotist to be called to go across the world to a third world country and do family therapy. It was a very beautiful house, very beautiful family, had a great time. And that's my point. I got to do all sorts of really cool stuff. Not only did I learn right there on the spot how to do the family therapy in their home in a very different place than what I know as my home here in the U.S., but I also got to go on a camping safari. I don't generally like camping, but to go see the wildebeest and be out in the Serengeti and have bonfires under the stars, that was pretty cool, actually. And to go up to Muro near Mount Kenya to see the farms that the father worked in and helped all the farmers with. You know, it was pretty amazing, actually. It was an amazing, amazing trip. So that would be one idea of a way to expand oneself. Traveling to places that you never thought you would be going. But actually, that for me was a dream come true because I really wanted to bring this work to the third world countries. And I did actually end up training some students in how to integrate hypnosis into their psychology practices, which was wonderful. And it was my client's father's idea to have me do that. So that was another expansion, having never done that before. Other types of expansions, like when I decided to write books. And I have 4 downloadable books at the moment, one which you can get for free just by going to dawningvisions.com and signing up for the newsletter. And that was also a very large step for me. But one of the more interesting ones was actually doing this podcast, because although I now have it down to a system with my web guy, Sam, who actually stitches all of the different pieces together for me, it was a pretty huge undertaking in the beginning. So the point to this is that so long as you're willing to try new things, you can really grow yourself. And with each growth, feel really good about the fact that you stretched yourself and you learned how to do something new and different, and are able to add that onto your life's experience. Because I'll tell you, when I heard the very first one of these podcasts after we got the music and everything going together, that was like really, really cool. So think about the things that you're not doing that you could be doing that would represent growth and development in your world. Because it's all great and fine to live the life that you're living, doing the things that you do. And there's much deeper experiences to be had. And you know, it doesn't even really take going to faraway places, really, to have wonderful experiences. I have wonderful experiences many of the times I hang out with my roommate's grandkids. They're funny, and they do some pretty interesting things sometimes. And hanging out with young kids keeps you young at heart, especially because we never ever know what's going to come out of their mouths next. And sometimes they say the smartest and funniest things ever. So think about the things that you can do. Think about the things that you haven't done yet that you want to do. And then go about creating a plan of doing those things, like I did when I went to Israel and had to come up with a plan. And I thought I was working on going there for like 2 weeks, and I ended up spending 2.5 months there. Saw most of the country, met a lot of my distant relatives, and it was an amazing, amazing thing seeing all the architectural and archaeological places that I went to, and most of all, the Wailing Wall. It was amazing. Dream. Dream big. Dream fulfilling, wonderful experiences. Dream about the things that you see other people do, that you haven't figured out how to do for yourself, and figure out a way to make them happen. Sometimes we need to have help in making these things happen. Most often we do. Sometimes other people suggest that we do things. And if we step up, we have an opportunity to do those things. And sometimes it's just a matter of buckling down and getting something done that we have inside us. Whatever way it is for you, I challenge you to get out of your comfort zone and do those things you've been dreaming of, wanting to do. And if you haven't had any dreams, it's time for you to dream those big dreams, really, truly. Because you can make anything happen, so long as you want it to happen. I know, because I've done this over and over again. And no, you don't necessarily need a whole lot of money to do these things, because in many of these cases, it was other people's money that helped me get those things done. So be creative in terms of how you want to make your dreams come into reality so that you can expand yourself, grow, and bring that back to the rest of your life. And the people in your life as well, because you're a lot more interesting person after doing these new, expansive things. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.